Some bickering between armed groups is affecting the war in Iraq. The disagreements come among Sunni Muslims. They're the groups that struck first at the U.S. occupation, and they're also seen as the closest allies of al-Qaeda in Iraq. But something has happened over the past few weeks. Iraq analysts say three key insurgent groups joined together to oppose al-Qaeda. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on an alliance that now calls itself the Reformation and Jihad Front.
April was damage control month for al-Qaeda in Iraq. It had managed to infuriate other insurgents through what was seen as a particularly arrogant and brutal campaign of violence targeting not just Iraqi civilians, but other insurgent factions. So al-Qaeda last month issued a series of tapes attempting to patch things over and reassert its status. The tapes include this one, released April 19th. It's a video showing a man identified as a spokesman for the umbrella organization that includes al-Qaeda. He's announcing a so-called Islamic cabinet for Iraq, with al-Qaeda in Iraq's leader, Abu Ayyub al-Masri, serving as minister of war. But if al-Qaeda leaders thought a mini goodwill campaign would smooth things over within the insurgency, they were mistaken. On May 2nd, a new website appeared and announced the creation of the Reformation and Jihad Front. Kara Driggers, who monitors jihadi websites for the Terrorism Research Center, reads through the posting.
So this is standard of any announcement. They give their greeting, you know, praise God, and then they give a scripture. And then they go down and they start listing the reasons why they're breaking away.
The driving force behind the revolt is the Islamic Army in Iraq. It's joined by two others, the Mujahideen Army and Ansar al-Sunna, one of the most hardcore insurgent groups. Driggers says these are all major players within the insurgent landscape.
The important difference between them and al-Qaeda is that they are nationalist groups. They are fighting for Iraq and solely for Iraq.
Evan Coleman agrees. He's an analyst who runs the website globalterroralert.com.
There is a division separating now Sunni insurgents who see a future Iraq and a Middle East that we can recognize versus extremists who are intent upon redefining the entire face of the Middle East. And the Islamic Army in Iraq and the Reformation and Jihad Front have made it certain that there is not a larger jihad mission, that the jihad is only in Iraq and it's not supposed to extend beyond its borders.
So is this emerging split good news for U.S. interests in Iraq? On the one hand, if it isolates al-Qaeda, that would be a welcome development. But Evan Coleman cautions the Reformation and Jihad Front has no more interest in a democratic Iraq than al-Qaeda does, and that we shouldn't paint this new alliance as the good guys.
It has no interest in supporting the United States. It is not a friend of the United States. But that being said, for a group like this to step forward and to suddenly say things which offer a much more critical view of what al-Qaeda is doing inside of Iraq, you know, I think you have to take that very seriously.
Coleman argues that if the new alliance succeeds, it could, quote, present an existential threat to the future of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Mark Perry doesn't go quite that far. Perry is co-director of the Conflicts Forum, an international think tank that promotes dialogue between Islamist groups and the West. But he does see the emergence of this new anti-Al-Qaeda coalition as significant.
Some of these key insurgency leaders have begun to realize that the American occupation will end, and that what has to emerge after this occupation is a new Iraq in which these groups are going to have to cooperate, or they will be plunged into a much worse bloody civil war. And I think that there's now maneuvering among key Sunni leaders in Iraq to try to shape a political foundation on which they can take the country forward.
This rift within the insurgency follows what the U.S. sees as another potentially promising development, Sunni tribal leaders in Iraq's volatile Anbar province joining U.S.-led efforts to fight al-Qaeda. The tribes have formed what they call the Anbar Salvation Council. It remains to be seen how solid an ally the tribes will ultimately prove to be, or how they'll view the formation of this new insurgent alliance. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.